right, there you go. I'll tell you what we just played. All right, yeah, that was a nice set of thrash metal. Atrophy with Matter of Attitude, Assassin Resolution 588, Alistair with Ides of March. And we started off with something new from Timo, a Canadian thrash that just came out this week. So yeah, we have a couple of members of Dismembered Carnage in the house. You guys want to identify yourselves and what you do in the band?
Check.
Yeah, I'm Joe, vocals and bass.
Joey, guitars.
And then there's a third mic for your drummer who's not here.
Exactly, yeah.
He's in Antioch. He's too far.
He's too far. Well, hopefully he's listening anyways. So yeah, glad to have you guys in. And I don't know, anything you want to talk about, what's going on in the Dismembered Carnage world, and then play some stuff from your last release or whatever. But what's going on? Yeah, you guys survived the pandemic?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just got done playing three shows. We did Santa Cruz, and then in January we did San Francisco, and then in August we did Golden Bowl in Oakland, and then just taking a couple months off so we can hit the studio and release some new music.
Awesome.
Definitely working on new stuff.
So you guys are in the writing process, or you have stuff?
We've been, but like in between the shows, and then like I got sick, Joey got sick, and then a drummer got sick. Been putting back recording and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's all written and stuff like that. And then once this comes out, there'll be even more stuff. So, yep.
More shit happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll definitely have you guys back when, you know, the album is complete. You can premiere it here, maybe, or like demo some stuff or whatever, you know.
Down, yeah.
Yeah. We always love to have you guys here. Somebody else is just hanging and lurking in the background. The Creeper. Amy Evil.
The Lurker.
See, Manny's not here, so you don't have to hear Diamond Head, Amy, like 14 times in a row if Manny was here.
Yeah.
Amy Evil.
So tell us a little more about Dismembered Carnage and how long you've been around. A lot of people have heard the name, but they're not kind of aware of the history.
Yeah, it started in August of 2012, and yeah, pretty much been going since then. Just like a ton of lineup changes and people.
That's
like,
insane. That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, people like move out of state, get in to make bad choices, can't be in the band no more, other shenanigans. And yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much
it. Any members end up in jail?
Yeah, probably a couple.
I was guessing.
I don't know who, but for sure, a couple of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you've had the current lineup, and who is the current lineup?
Joe, me, but I've been in it since the beginning, and then Sean. Sean was with us in, came in 2019, and then he had to leave for a little bit, and then Joe's been with me since October of 2019, and he's been here ever since, and then we had a drummer for a little bit, and then it didn't work out, and then so we asked Sean to come back, and then Sean ended up coming back. What would that been like? 2021 of like May or something like that.
Early, yeah.
And so yeah, we've had this lineup for almost a year, I would say, almost a year.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's like super solid lineup, like the best lineup for sure. Like super tight
power three piece.
Yeah, and we're just gonna keep it that way. Like it's a pain in the butt.
It's
doing
so much easier with three people.
People, it's just easy to work with everybody, and then when you get just a three piece, everybody has to be way tighter and stuff like that. Sometimes you get other guys in the bands, and because there was two guitars, they could, or whatever, somebody could like
fuck off.
Yeah, somebody could just fuck off and do whatever, and it was just very, very, very frustrating at times.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play some of your stuff, and then
cool.
Come back and talk to you some more.
Keep in mind, I am not on these releases.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
but it's still good music. Shout out to Damien.
All right. Well, yeah. Now you got to come back to bring us some stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We can find some stuff that you're on, Joe. I'm sure.
There's only live videos, actually.
Well, maybe other bands or.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were.
We'd play anything here.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go with some Dismembered Carnage on Rampage Radio.
No!
Too much going on here. There you go, a couple tracks from the last release. Not featuring one Joe, but featuring the other Joe. And that was both of those tracks were... that was Christ Denied, and then...
Denial of Christ.
Denial of Christ.
Close enough.
And the other, the first track was...
As Jesus Burns.
As Jesus Burns. I was going to say, they're both related to Christ. I knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a theme for you guys, or...
Like, pretty much the last album. I mean, most of it was just pure hatred, and...
not just hatred for Christ, hatred for everybody?
Yeah, pretty much, like, just hypocrisy of religion and stuff like that, and...
there you go.
And, some stuff on the albums, like, a little bit of horror and stuff like that, but that's pretty much it, yeah. Yeah, the band pretty much now just sings, yeah, pretty much just the hypocrisy of religion, just like real feeble-minded people and stuff like that.
I like to think it's more about against people who think they have religious immunity.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, sometimes people get on their high horse, but they live a certain lifestyle, and behind closed doors, you know, people are evil.
As long as you confess your sins, you're all right, right?
I guess so.
Amy, anything you want to say?
Oh, hi.
Amy Evil?
So, I've noticed that you guys have some pretty awesome...
Get closer to the mic. Come on, there you go.
That's... yeah.
So, you guys have some pretty awesome merch right now. I've been getting a lot of compliments on the shirt that I wear when I wear it. Even Harold O said something.
Oh, sick.
December Carnage shirt. So,
awesome.
Where can people buy merch or see your merch?
Bandcamp.com, I think, / Dismember Carnage 666. But yeah, we're on Bandcamp, and you just go to any of the social media profiles. It should have the Bandcamp link. Just go to like Instagram or Facebook or whatever, search Dismember Carnage, and you should be able to find the merch store on there.
All right.
Awesome. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to get back into the music, but thank you guys for hanging out, and... hopefully we'll have you back, you know.
Soon?
Soon. When you start recording or you're done recording
next month.
Whatever. Or...
Who's the contact for the band, by the way?
That would be Joey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just...
yeah, anything you want to throw out social media-wise, Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, just if you search Dismember Carnage on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/DismemberCarnage666, or just search Instagram Dismember Carnage. There's now some cool YouTube videos. There's like a drum cam video and like a guitar playthrough from the last album.
One of my videos from your August show.
Thank you for that, Todd.
Yeah,
that was
of course.
A great
video.
But yeah, if you want to see like any recent live video, if you just go to the Dismembered Carnage YouTube channel, there's like a live playlist and it has like a video from the last three shows and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. And then some older videos and stuff like that. So,
all kinds of malarkey.
You guys were also on the news with, you know, along with the Death Angel story about.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Shout out to KPIX5.
KPIX5, yeah. Thank you for covering the metal.
It was awesome.
All right, well, we're going to hear another track here from the Dismember Carnage, and at least what's on vinyl or what's released already. And looking forward to new stuff from you guys and having you back in studio. Cool. Always welcome, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Amy's always here. She's evil.
Loser.
She's evil.
Shout out to
Evil Never Dies.
Shout out to Gil. Shout out to Cruz.
There you go.
Baby, baby. 79 casos de coronavirus.
All right, there you go. That was a big, fat set of all South and Central American thrash. So that was a split from More Beer and Neutral that you just heard, and then Putradero. 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 I need somebody Spanish here to pronounce these bands. That was an EP also just came out in 22, and then Invasion with Grito de Guerra, and that also came out in 2022. So, South American thrash metal and Central America, too. All good. We're just hanging out in the studio, and tonight, Mamie, what's the meet and greet over in Oakland that's going on?
Yeah, there's a...
Do you have any details?
Metal merch mob meet and drink over at the Oakland Athletic Club at 59 Grand Avenue, including bands of Mordred, Ghost Next Door, Patriot, Hemorrhage, Blind Illusion, Ghoul, Molten, Hellfire, Boneless Ones, Negative Six, and Will, Bleeding Priest, will be DJing. And it starts at 3 o'clock. I don't know how long it goes for, but get there.
There you go.
And then later on tonight, over at Toots, let me pull this up.
Oops.
Dwayne has a show. It's the, I think it's the Battle to Rumble Metalheads for Whacking. Garrosh, is that how you say it? Gershock?
Gershock.
I cannot say that fancy. VX36, Phantom Witch, Karmic Death, Rage of War, and that's tonight in Crockett at Toots.
There you go. They're rocking in Crockett at Toots.
And then on March 6th, we have Exodus. It's at 2 p.m. with Exhumed and Boneless Ones.
And that's an outdoor show, right?
It's an outdoor show. It's on the street.
Party in the street.
2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Get tickets now because it's pretty close to selling out. So get your tickets.
3rd and Castro, right?
3rd and Castro. Between 3rd and 4th in Oakland.
There you go.
The ferry over from San Francisco drops you off right there. And you can take the ferry home, too, because it's such an early show.
All right, it's 1 o'clock here, or in the 1 o'clock hour, got another hour to go, and then ES Beats comes up next. But thanks again to the Dismembered Carnage guys. Anything else you guys want to add, say, speak up, say anything? Beautiful day here in the city.
Sure is.
Wearing
great
shorts
day.
In February. That's always good in California.
Nice and sunny. Perfect day to start day drinking.
Day drinking.
Party on.
It's all about the day drinking.
Keep an ear out for the new stuff in the upcoming, this year. We'll be hitting the studio next month, hopefully. And where are we going, Joey?
Yeah, we'll probably most likely go record at Earhammer with Greg Wilkinson.
There you go.
From he just joined Autopsy.
Yeah, he was hanging out the other night.
Deathgrave.
Yeah, does Deathgrave. Probably does a bunch of other bands that I'm not familiar with.
Deathgrave? I thought it was Deathgrave.
And then, I really want to mix the master with Dan Suano, so I just got to get his... contact info and see what happens.
Dan Swan.
There you go.
Yeah,
that'd
be
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard Autopsy's going to get ready to go in the studio as well. So.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Danny's a friend of mine, but I haven't talked to him.
That's according to Chris or whatever. He said maybe April or something.
Yeah, no, they're working on new stuff from what I've heard, but
I'm supposed to get him on Rampage Radio as well, so, but he was talking about April or May, maybe.
Yeah, they're rehearsing at Soundwave all the time and working on new stuff from what I know.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
All right, well, we're starting to set off next hour with a little Black Metal Matters set here. Rampage Radio every Saturday from noon until 2. Thank you, Amy Evil, and thank you, Joe and Joe from Dismembered Carnage. And we're just going to keep day drinking here at Rampage Radio.
That's right. Party on.